Good afternoon, everybody, on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2016, that is January 18, 2016. Welcome to my 271st audio boom posting, not that anybody cares, but just that I, you know, over the years, this is my 271st posting. All right, this is a strange one. If anybody has ever experienced this and knows what the heck is causing this, let me know, because I am at a loss and I have tried just about everything. Yesterday, I was fiddling around with the backups on my iPhone 6. I occasionally, every few months, I'll do this. I'll go in and clear out the backups, just because. I don't really have to do that. I know that, but I do, you know, that way I start fresh if I've got a configuration that I like and everything's good, you know, because it does store the last, I believe, 2 or 3 backups in iCloud. So in order to, you know, free up a little storage and kind of just start with a fresh backup set, I sometimes will clear out the backup data, you know, go in there and turn off the backups and bring them back. And I've done that with no issue many times in the past. However, I did that yesterday, and suddenly I could no longer back up my phone. In fact, it would not, the backup refuses to turn on even now. Let me show you what happens when I try to enable backups on my iPhone 6. This is a very strange issue, and then I'm going to tell you what I've tried to fix the problem, all to no avail. All right, so I've got my iPhone 6 here, and I've already gone to Settings and iCloud, and now we're going to go to Backup, which is what we want, of course, to mess with backup options and settings and such. Okay, there's Backup, and you hear it said off. No big deal. We're going to attempt to turn it on, as has been the case for years. It's usually a simple process. So we're just going to tap that to on. Yeah, that's what we want to do.
Your iPhone will no longer back up to your computer automatically when you sync with iTunes.
That's normal. That's what you always get.
Cancel. Okay.
So we're going to hit OK. No problem. But then,
backup. iCloud backup. Alert. Turning on backup. iCloud backup failed.
There you go. iCloud backup failed, and it says simply,
there was a problem enabling iCloud backup.
There was a problem enabling iCloud backup.
Cancel. Button.
And I can either cancel or I can try again.
Try again.
Button. And of course, if I try again.
Try again. Backup. Alert. Turning on backup. Alert. iCloud backup failed.
And as you see, it's the same thing.
There was a problem enabling iCloud backup.
There was a problem enabling iCloud backup.
Cancel.
So I literally cannot turn on backups at all.
Try again.
So I'll just hit cancel, because cancel. Trying again is useless.
Cancel. Backup.
And
iCloud backup. Automatically backup data.
As you see,
iCloud backup. Heading. iCloud backup. Off.
Backup remains off. Alright. Now, let me tell you what I've done so far to try to remedy the problem myself, because I'm a nerd and I like to try to do these things. I have tried the following. I have tried hard rebooting the phone. That's where you do, like, you're going to go into DFU mode, but you don't hold the buttons down as long. I have tried signing out and signing back in to my iCloud account. I've tried doing that numerous times. Well, 3 to be exact. No change. Doesn't fix the problem. I've tried making sure my battery was at full power, thinking there might be a strange, weird battery issue that would prevent backups. You know, knew that wasn't the case, but thought I would try it. So that wasn't the case. I've tried turning off the phone, you know, full power down and bringing it back up. That didn't make a difference. It still refuses to back up. So, I mean, I've tried about everything I can think of to get this thing to turn on backups again. I have, in all the years that I've been using iCloud with an iPhone, and I've been using iCloud since it came out, literally since October 2011 with the, what was that, the iPhone, I gotta think now, was it the 4S? Was it the first version to have iCloud? Or was it the 5? No, I think it was the 4S. Someone correct me on that, but it was one of those. It was October of 2011 anyway. So whichever phone came out that year, that's the one that... Actually, it had to be the 4S because the year prior was the 4. So yeah, it was the 4S. And yeah, I have had no problems ever, you know, toggling backups, making backups, never. And when I signed out of iCloud and signed back into iCloud, the backup feature was turned on, but it said that the last backup could not be completed, despite the fact that the backup was on, and if you try to do a backup, it just wouldn't do anything. It would just not get anywhere. So, yeah, this is a strange one. My iPhone 6 Plus, which is my other phone that I have, the one I'm recording to you from right now, it is doing backups just fine, and I'm a little bit afraid to try to turn its backups off because it might not come back either. I don't know that for sure, but since it's working, and there's nothing wrong with iCloud backups. So this phone's backing up fine, and the system status for Apple's services show that there are no issues with iCloud backup. And like I said, I can back that up because my 6 Plus is backing up just fine, but my 6 is refusing to back up no matter what I do. Like I said, I've tried powering off the phone, you know, cold start, hard reboot, you know, signing out of iCloud and back in twice or three times, whatever it was. And I can't think of anything else to try short of a restore, which I'm trying to avoid because I'm sure that would actually fix the problem. But I don't even see... I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to do a restore. And I cannot back up to iTunes right now because, funny enough, I don't back up to iTunes often enough. So I have forgotten my password, my encrypted backup password. So I could make a backup, sure, but I wouldn't be able to restore to it because I don't know my encrypted backup password, and I don't know how to force iTunes to start from scratch and allow me to, you know, create an encrypted backup with a new password without having to provide the old password. Even if you, like, try to unencrypt your backup and then re-encrypt it, it wants the old password. So what, am I screwed? I mean, I think I'm going to have to reinstall iTunes if I want to. I'm not even sure if that would help. Because I don't know if encrypted backups in iTunes, if those are device-specific. Because remember, I have two devices. I don't know if the backups are device-specific or if they are... If one encrypted... Because I don't remember if I set up two separate encrypted passwords. I don't back up to iTunes often enough. So, yeah, this is not cool. Not cool at all. So, I'm kind of screwed. I have no backup of my iPhone 6 right now as a result of this fiasco. So, if I had to restore, well, the only backup I could restore from would be the backup of my iPhone 6 Plus, which I could do. But there's data on that I don't want on my iPhone 6. I just can't win, can I? So anyway, anybody ever experienced that? Does anybody know what the heck in the world would cause such a crazy, weird issue? I mean, I guess if I have to, I'll go down to the Apple Store and make them look at it. But that is absolutely weird. As a nerd, I should be able to figure this out myself. And I've tried just about everything I could think of short of a restore, and nothing is working. The phone itself is working fine. There's no physical issues. There's no software issues. What the heck's going on with the backup? Never seen this before in all the years I've been doing this since 2011. So go figure. All right, that's my tech issue of the day. Wish me luck. If you have any ideas, or if you've experienced this before, let me know what the heck you did to fix it. Take care. Bye. And by the way, it's not a storage issue. It is not a storage issue. I have over 40 gigabytes available on iCloud storage. So that is not the reason for the backup. And even if it were, I would think I'd be getting a different error message. So yeah, any ideas, folks? Thanks.